Well, Scott, I really appreciate you sharing that with us. That just sounds like a wonderful vacation. I'd love to do that too. And you got to see a leopard. Those are like really elusive cats, the cats that are out there. But and the shark cage, was that between Africa and Madagascar? I hear that's where the largest population of great whites are.
Down that way, it wasn't exactly between the two, but it was in that, going that, headed that way. And yeah, we saw a great white and a brown shark, and it was pretty amazing. That was to see those big sharks. I mean, they were big too, so it was a great trip. We would go back for sure. I don't know if we ever will, but it's a long flight down there, but it was an absolutely fantastic time. And I think probably the most exciting thing, or the thing that I'll probably remember the most, is watching this group of wild dogs. They were on the hunt, and they were hunting this group of impala, and it was pretty exciting to watch that, because the impala were like, they were fully aware of what was going on, but there was not much they could do about it. But they made it out. They didn't get eaten, but I guess the story is that we heard is one of the wild dogs got picked off by a lion later on that day. So we didn't see that, but the circle of life continues, over.
It sure does, and there's nothing more revealing than nature at that scale. That's probably the ultimate scale. And those wild dogs are, I think, they're the most successful carnivore that there is. They're like 80 or 90% of the time they get what they go after. So they're more successful than lions and leopards and cheetahs and all the big cats. But anyway, I appreciate you sharing that with us. I was curious. I thought I heard you. I was working on something, and I was listening to the net, and I heard Cape Town, South Africa. And by the time I got over there to it, I think the net was over. But and I missed it. Or no, you were already logged off of Echolink. That's what it was, because I heard you on Echolink. I was as I was listening to that net, and I was wanting to be able to get back to you. But I'm glad you checked in with us this evening and shared that story with us. Maybe that'll be inspiring for other people to take some vacation over there. I'd like to do that one day. Appreciate that, Scott. Anything else for the net this evening?
Well, the other, I mean, like I said, we were there 3.5 weeks. We went to Victoria Falls and saw Victoria Falls, and that was super incredible. We were there during high water of water, and the Zambezi River was just nearly overflowing the bank. So that means the falls were just like going full blast. So we got over to first of all, we are 20K away from the falls, and you could see the spray from the falls up in the sky. It was like a smokestack, and I think they call it the smoke that thunders is the name. That's the local name for the mountain and or the waterfalls, and it certainly looked like that. And when we got up to it, the at the bottom of the falls is all rock, so when that water hits it, it just beads up and goes straight back up. It's in a very narrow canyon, so it goes straight back up, and then it starts raining down on you. So it's like you're looking at waterfall, but you're in a rainstorm at the same time. You just can't believe it. It's amazing. It's one of the seven wonders of the world, and I've seen one of the other. I saw the Grand Canyon. So the Grand Canyon is one of the great wonders of the world, and they rival each other. I thought the Grand Canyon was spectacular, but when you see those falls going full blast and the raining on you like that, it's just spectacular. I got GoPro video of it, so I'll have to show that to you sometime. Over.
That would be very good. I've watched videos of that with music and from a drone that's flying around from a distance, and it just looks like it's a pile of smoke down there. I mean, it's just, it looks like a huge fog all concentrated in one place, and some really, really good drone videos where the drone's flying sideways and it's taking pictures of it as it's going around in a circle. That's it is incredible.
No doubt, no doubt. That is that was something that I'll never forget. So anyway, that's probably all the excitement that we had over there. I mean, I had a monkey follow me back into the room. I took some snacks with me from breakfast back into our room, and the monkey followed me in and stole my breakfast that I saved, and the door slammed behind him, so he was locked in there with me, and it was quite the scene for a minute. He ran into the plate glass window, and he did not like that, so I had to open the sliding glass door and let him run out, and all I could think of was him attacking me. It was just a little cute little monkey. It wasn't even anything that could hurt you, but I didn't want him to take it out on me. Over.
So the question is, when he hit the window, did he drop your breakfast, or did he hang on to it and still get out the window with it?
Yeah, when that door slammed behind him, he must have... This is a kind of a door. It was kind of strange. It would not lock unless you threw the deadbolt. So I was just kind of in there, and he could push the door open. So he pushed it open really fast and came in, and the door bounced off, I guess, the wall and slammed behind him. So he locked himself in. He couldn't get out, and then he panicked and dropped all the food and started running around trying to get out. Over.
Okay, so he was scared as you were. You were both wanting to get away from each other, but that would be quite an exciting but cautious moment.
I don't know about that. He probably, these monkeys know where I put this, some breakfast, this little, it was basically a muffin, I put it in a cookie jar. So he comes in, and he goes for the cookie jar, and that's where my muffin was. So they know how to get in, and he was just being mischievous. And, you know, once he got in and found out he was locked in, he probably thought he was going to be in trouble more than scared. Over.
Well, I have seen videos of that, too, where monkeys do that, steal people's whatever it is that they've got, go up to them, grab it out of their hands and run off, and the people can't do anything about it because they're outside. I can't imagine being trapped in a room with one, though.
It was quite the comic scene, that's for sure. Anyway, that's about all I can think of now that was, just everything. We flew in these little bush planes, and you're watching all the game from the air, little giraffe and their babies, and elephants just walking around down, just like they're loose. In Botswana now, there's no hunting allowed in Botswana. There are no guns, so we get off and off the plane, I expect to see a guide with a gun, and there's no guns. Didn't see a gun the whole time we were there, so it's pretty different than what you'd think. These safari trips, you're in these jeeps, and they're used to the jeeps. As long as you don't move or do something stupid and jump out and run, you're pretty safe. So it's just a lot of good times there. It was good. So that's all I got. Thanks for the opportunity to pass along some of my trip information. I like to check in from distant places when we travel, and we travel a lot. So I'll love to do that, and then I can share it when we come home like this. It was great. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. So KN4SMO, clear.
Well, Scott, we appreciate you sharing that with us. Yeah, and the open jeep, that's the only thing that I would I would really, I don't know, I've also seen, I like to watch YouTube videos of that, and I've watched some YouTube videos where the lion gets up in the Jeep with the people, and the people have to get out, because the lion decides the lion wants in there, the lion does what the lion wants to do. So I'd be a little bit leery of an open Jeep like that. I'd want one that you can roll the windows up at least, hit the gas. Anyway, appreciate you sharing that with us, Scott. Looking forward to the next trip that you make and a report back on that one. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, including Echolink, call W4DJW. Okay, it sounds like we've got it, everybody. KI4DOS, Gary, will be calling the net tomorrow night. He always calls a really good net. He's going to have the swap net, so that's something to look forward to. Be sure and stop by and check in with him again tomorrow night. And I will go ahead and send in my net report, W4DJW. And this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We're going to now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.